Close your eyes, take a couple of good, long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Focus your attention there. And then ask yourself if long breathing feels good. If it does, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. Make it shorter, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. See what kind of breathing feels good for the body right now. And if you don't find something that feels good, well, just keep on experimenting. If you do have something that feels good, hold on to it as long as you can. This is a quality of endurance. When the Buddha gave his summary of the basic points of his teaching before he sent his 1,250 Arhant disciples out to teach, he started out with Kanti, patient endurance. Usually we think of endurance as just putting up with difficult situations, but it also means when you're doing something good, you stick with it, regardless of the hardships involved. So you're not just passively enduring, you're actively enduring. And for that you need strength. All too often, the difficulties in life seem heavy because we focus on them, make them more than they actually are. But as the Ajahn say, if right complaining was one of the factors of the path, we would be all at the end of the path by now. We don't complain, we focus on where we do have strengths, where we do have ease in the body, ease in the mind, and build our strengths on that. If you focus on your weaknesses, focus on the difficulties, it makes them bigger than they have to be. To focus on things that you can make strong. You can make your conviction strong. That what you do is important, so you want to be very careful about what you do. Try to do the best you can. And creating skillful qualities in your actions, in your words, in your mind. That turns into persistence. When you keep at it, doing your best to get rid of what's unskillful and develop what's skillful. To do that, you need to be mindful. Hold it in mind. And as your powers of mindfulness develop, they turn into concentration. Concentration gives you the opportunity to see things clearly as they function. What leads to happiness, what leads to pain, what leads to well-being, what leads to sorrow, what leads to difficulties. When you see that clearly, then it makes it easier to have more conviction, more persistence. In other words, your strengths build on one another. The Buddha compares them to putting up a roof on a house, the rafters go up. As long as the rafters are not really strong, they're not connected with one another, they're not strong. But when you connect them with a ridge pole, then the rafters which support the ridge pole are then strengthened by the ridge pole. In other words, your conviction, your persistence, your mindfulness, your concentration support your discernment. But when the discernment comes, it makes them firm. And then you can be persistent in whatever good efforts need to be done. And you can put up with a lot of hardships that otherwise you couldn't put up with. So when things are difficult, don't focus on the difficulties. Focus on where you still have strength. If you lack strength in the body, focus on strength in the mind. Because the strength of the body comes and goes. But the mind can stay strong. It doesn't have to lose its strength the same way the body does. So invest in the mind. Invest in the strengths of the mind. And you'll find that you'll be able to endure, both in passively enduring, putting up with difficult situations, and actively enduring. Once you realize you're on the right path, go as far as you can. Because we only have this lifetime before we have to pass away. And where we go after we pass away, we're not sure, but we do have this human lifetime right now, so take advantage of it. Whatever effort you spend in developing what's skillful is all effort well spent. Have confidence in that. When you have confidence in that, it makes it a lot easier to endure things that otherwise you couldn't endure. To be strong in your conviction, strong in your persistence, your mindfulness, your concentration, your discernment. That way, whatever you have to put up with, you can put up with ease. Whatever you have to do that you have to stick with, okay, you can see it all the way through.